Cape Breton in Nova Scotia is home to the Alexander Graham Bell National Historic Site. The Scots-born inventor and his wife Mabel made a home on the island, and the site at Baddeck celebrates everything you already know about Bell, plus the stuff you don't. Donna Johnson is a Parks Canada Agency Heritage presenter.
He is sometimes given credit for coining the term greenhouse effect, talking to a reporter back in the early 1900s, that if we didn't stop using oil and gas, that we were going to run out and that we should be using things like sunshine and vegetables and that sort of thing that he was saying we should be using. He also was very much interested in, for example, heating his house, his big, beautiful mansion, using the leftover heat from the fireplaces. He worked it out so that the heat that would come from the fireplaces would heat the water that he took his baths in, that sort of thing. He also did kind of the same thing in reverse in using natural methods of cooling his house too. He also did things like an incinerator to burn waste. And we're talking about waste from outhouses, that all kinds of waste like that. So he had incinerators on the property to do that. He found ways of taking seawater, turning it to fresh water. That was actually more humanitarian than green, because he'd heard about people being lost at sea in the fog and actually dying of thirst. But he thought there had to be a way to be able to take salt water and make it into fresh water.
So on a day-to-day basis, how did he bring sort of environmentally friendly living into his day-to-day life?
Many different ways. I mean, first of all, he and Mabel grew all of their own produce. They actually helped local people learn how to dry vegetables, that sort of thing. Bell built a dehydrator for Mabel's vegetables from her garden. The laundry room that they had, they recirculated the water from that and used it to hydrate the gardens. They also recirculated water and kept it in a large holding tank in case of fire, so that they wouldn't have to waste water in that respect, that kind of thing.
Obviously, the environment clearly was something that was quite important to him, but so were humanitarian issues. So how many of the things that he was working on as inventions were actually about helping people or maybe saving their lives or making them healthier?
I would say the main inventions that he had to help people would be, first of all, the vacuum jacket that he invented, which was the forerunner of the iron lung, and that was the first artificial respiration device. Also his solar stills, which took salt water, turned it into fresh water, and he also didn't patent those kinds of inventions because he wasn't interested in making money from them. He tried to come up with a breed of sheep that always had twins in order to help the Cape Breton sheep farmer. He had noticed that some of the sheep that came in a flock with some of the property he bought had twins more often than not, and worked on that for over 30 years to try and come up with a breed that always did. And of course, once again, to help the Cape Breton sheep farmer, just help the local economy. He invented a metal detector. It was initially meant when President Garfield was shot trying to find the bullet in him, but it was ended up being used in World War I to save thousands of soldiers' lives. He ended up being given a humanitarian doctorate of medicine from the University of Heidelberg for that invention. Now, this isn't necessarily humanitarian. By not patenting it, he was being humanitarian. He invented an automatic dialing system and wouldn't patent it because he said it would make all of the women operators lose their jobs, that sort of thing. So in many cases, when he was working on that type of thing, he wasn't interested in making money. He was more interested in helping people.
And how important a resident of Cape Breton is he?
I mean, during his time, he and Mabel made jobs for all kinds of people. They helped start the first library here. They helped start the first Montessori school in Canada here in Baddeck. They did all sorts of fundraising. They did so many things in this area that Mabel was an American citizen and women couldn't vote, and they gave her the right to vote here locally. So they were very much prized citizens. And of course, now he's still providing us with jobs. And it was his daughter that asked that when they donated all the artifacts and everything to Parks Canada, that they insisted that a museum be built in Baddeck to continue his legacy in the area of, and now, of course, it's very appropriate because Baddeck and the Brador Lakes area are a UNESCO biosphere. So it just kind of goes along with his whole, attitude about the area and how much he loved it.
In those days, women had a very different place in society. Did he sort of sit with that, or was he much more relaxed?
He was very progressive in that respect. He said that he was the first suffragette in the family, and that he brought his wife and his daughters into the movement. And he definitely felt that women could do anything that men could do. And I mean, he gave all of his shares to his wife, his telephone company shares to his wife as a wedding present, and said, "You take care of the money," in a day when women didn't do that. I mean, she ran the estate, she took care of everything. So he definitely was very progressive in that respect. I think he was probably an extremely nice man. I think he loved people. He loved children. And most of the things that he did in his life, he was trying to help people. And I like the fact that he just seemed like a big child inside of that burly, you know, gray hair. And he was very much a humanitarian, very much loved by his family. Yeah, he's a great guy to tell a story about. And I think we all have that affection for him here, which makes it easier for us to do the job.
That's Donna Johnson from the Alexander Graham Bell National Historic Site. For more information, visit the Parks Canada website at pc.gc.ca.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.